Well, Girton College by Matty O'Callaghan. Cycling in circles, never full of air, squeaky brakes, rain-drenched hair. 15 minutes later, wondering if they call it pooled, because you look like you swam from the town centre, soaked just to get here. Fingers numb, where are my keys, oh please? Lock turn in, it's dinner time soon. The glowing red warms you inside. The arc a place to leave the heartache and essays behind. The porter's smile, greeted by Toy Buster, wishing he was still alive. Twisting, turning, up the staircases, bumping into your DOS. Oh, have you been for a swim? They ask. No, you sob. The sky just came down. Don't worry. We'll fix you a cuppa and all will be dried by supper. 10 minutes later, after a milky tea and console, that you, a Girton feminist, can do anything you think. You burst into the hall doors, starving, now mesmerised by potatoes galore, desperate for curly fries and extra mash on the side. What's this? No banoffee pie left? It's okay, your friend says. We can halve mine. We sit down to the long wooden tables, sharing drama, debating Foucault, but really surrounded by women who made dinner a grand affair when they suffered a loss, angered why their gender cost their education. So suddenly the rainy cycles and supervision remarks fade away. The portraits join in the chat. You know, you're more than your brains. We didn't just fight for an equal education. We fought for a society to accept us all with our pains. So you smother your chips in the vibrant life and savour the banoffee, knowing with each bite you're embraced by your friends and the history that lights this hall. Girton isn't just for thunder thighs, monster drinks, cycling jokes, and then even a mummy of its own. Girton is for all, accepting who you are in these walls, which will always welcome you home.